Multi-messenger constraints on abelian Higgs cosmic string networks, by Mark Hindmarsh et al. Nielsen Olesen vortices in the abelian Higgs model are the simplest realizations of cosmic strings in a gauge field theory. Large-scale numerical solutions show that the dominant decay channel of a network of R-strings produced from random initial conditions is classical field radiation. However, they also show that with special initial conditions, loops of string can be created for which classical field radiation is suppressed, and which behave like Nambu Goto, NG, strings with a dominant decay channel into gravitational radiation. This indicates that cosmic strings are generically sources of both high-energy particles and gravitational waves. Here we adopt a simple parametrization of the R-string network allowing for both particle and gravitational wave production, which sets the basis for a multi-messenger investigation of this model. We find that, in order to explain the nanograv detection of a possible gravitational wave background, while satisfying the constraint on NG-like loop production from simulations and bounds from the cosmic microwave background, the tension of the R-string in Planck units g mu and the fraction of the NG-like loops fng should satisfy g mu fng squared 0.6 is greater than or equal to 3.2 times 10 to the minus 13 at 95% confidence. On the other hand, for set string tensions, constraints from the diffuse gamma ray background, DGRB, indicate that more than 97% of the total network energy should be converted to dark matter, DM, or dark radiation. We also consider joint constraints on the annihilation cross-section, the mass, and the relic abundance of DM produced by decays of strings. For example, for a DM mass of 500 giga electron volts, the observed relic abundance can be explained by decaying R-strings that also account for the nanograv signal. This was Multi-messenger constraints on abelian Higgs cosmic string networks by Mark Hindmarsh et al.